Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Sure. Her name is Stephanie Harris.
Okay. And then can you confirm her phone number, please?
251-259-3867.
Thank you. You can go ahead and transfer.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, Stephanie?
Hello.
Hi, Stephanie. This is Shireen, and I will be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, Shireen.
Hi, how are you? Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And then would you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
11/10/78.
You said 11/10?
78.
1978. Okay. And then were you or a loved one diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your date of diagnosis?
The date I was diagnosed with?
Yes.
It was August.
August of what year?
2010.
And I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis. How are you doing now?
I'm all right.
Okay. Well, I'll try to go through this as quickly as possible, okay? I know it may be difficult to talk about. Do you happen to know of anyone else that was injured by Depo at the moment?
Not right off the bat. I mean,
okay.
I know people that have problems, but, you know, people don't talk about their business like this.
Yeah, no worries. And did you consume, or I'm sorry, did you use the name brand injectable Depo?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, ma'am.
And within that 1 year, can you confirm that you've had at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed with the meningioma?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And what was the date that you started using Depo-Provera?
And I started in 2000 because I was in my early 20s.
Early 20s? So,
yeah, I was like 26. When I started.
So 27, let's see, let me do the math for you.
That's
so 2005? 2006?
Mm-hmm.
What month in 2006, to the best of your knowledge?
It was like April.
April? Okay, and when did you stop using Depo?
In 2010.
What month in 2010?
In August.
August of 2010?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And your first name, I have Stephanie.
Yes, ma'am.
Last name, Harris, Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And can I get your social, please?
421-299-9783.
Thank you. And your email, I have rharris.little@gmail.com.
No, it's srharris.
Okay, srharris.little@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And for your phone number, I have 251-259-3867.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
It's both.
Both? Can I get your current full address, please?
458. YEVONE Curve E, Mobile, Alabama 36609.
Can you respell the street name, please?
Y as in yellow, E as in elephant, V for Victor, O for Oprah, N for Nancy,
Curve.
N for Nancy, E for elephant. Mm.
Okay. Is it north or east?
East, EASE.
Okay, perfect. And then, can I get the name of the facility of where you were diagnosed?
The facility where I was diagnosed?
Yes.
USA.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
AUSA.
AUSA?
Mm-hmm. Huh. University.
And was that in Alabama?
Uh-huh.
So University Hospital in Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what city?
Mobile. I'm outside. I had to outside at work, so that's why it's so noisy.
No worries. We're almost done, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Was it a children and women's hospital, or was it just University Hospital?
This is University Hospital. That's why I had the procedure over there.
Okay. And is that located at 2451 University Hospital Drive in Mobile, Alabama? Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and is this the same facility where you were treated?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
The doctor that diagnosed me, I want to say his name was, it was Dr. Gilbert.
Dr. Gilbert?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see what I can find.
What is called? I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sad. And it's cold out.
No worries. I'm almost done, okay? Just a couple more minutes.
Mm-hmm. You fine.
And then you said Dr. Gilbert, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and is that the same doctor that treated you as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And I have Robert A. Gilbert as a doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then where did you receive... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The oncologist, that was Dr. Gilbert, yeah.
Yeah, radiation oncologist. And then what
mm-hmm.
was the name of the facility where you received your depot shot?
At Providence.
Providence?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what city is that?
Alabama.
Okay. Is it USA Health Providence Hospital?
That's what it's called now.
Okay.
But it's Providence Medical Group.
Okay. So I'll do what it's called now, just so the attorneys are able to find that information since they changed it. Do you remember the name of the doctor that prescribed you the depot shot?
Dr. Rubel? Rubel.
Rubel?
R-U-B-L-E. Mm-hmm.
R-U-B-L-E. Dr. James Rubel?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And then do you have any medical notes that you would like to add?
No.
Okay.
Thank you, Anthony.
Okay. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
Oh, Lord, it's been so long ago. I'll
okay.
have to find.
But do you have them in your possession somewhere?
I did, but I moved, so a couple of times.
Okay.
I will have.
But you would be able to provide them if needed?
I have to try to find them. I doubt if I still have them because, like I said, I've moved like three times since then.
Okay.
I've been out of state in it.
Okay.
With my...
So, would you be able to obtain them if needed?
If needed, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll try to find them.
Okay. And then when the attorneys do, if they do ask for these medical records, would you be able to provide it by mail or electronically?
Probably by mail.
Mail? Okay.
And then
we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Live.
Okay. And then who is this person to you?
My daughter.
Okay. And then can I get your daughter's phone number, please?
251-465. I'm giving you the right number. Oh, I got 465-7725.
Okay. Can you spell your daughter's first and last name for me?
K-H-A-A-L-I-S.
K-H. I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
K-H-A-A-L-I-S. Harris.
Okay. And then do you have her email by chance, or do you want me to put down your email?
You just use mine because I don't.
Okay. And then I just want to make sure for her first name, I have K-H-A-A-L-I-S.
Yes, ma'am.
And last name, same as yours?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
So you don't already have an attorney. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you were diagnosed with a meningioma roughly around August 1st, 2010. I have your date of birth as November 10th, 1978. You used Depo for at least 1 year minimum, and you've had 4 injections within 1 year. You started using it April 1st, 2006, and stopped using it August 1st, 2010. I have your first name as Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E. Last name Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S. Social I have for you is 421-29-9783. I have your email as S as in Sam, R as in Rain, harris.little@gmail.com. And I have your phone number as 251-259-3867, and that is both your cell and home number. I have your current address as 458 East Yvonne Curve in Mobile, Alabama, zip code 36609. I have your diagnosing and treating doctor as Dr. Robert A. Gilbert, located at University Hospital. Address I have is 2451 University Hospital Drive in Mobile, Alabama, zip code 36617. And the phone number I have for the facility is 251-471-7000. And in regards to the prescribing doctor, I have James Rubel, located at USA Health Providence Hospital. Address I have is 6801 Airport Boulevard in Mobile, Alabama, zip code 36608. And the phone number I have for the facility is 251-633-1000. And that was the doctor that prescribed it, and that was the facility where you received the depo. You do have medical records, and if the attorneys need them, you will provide them by mail. And I have your emergency contact as Callis Harris, K-H-A-A-L-I-S, last name Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S. I have her phone number as 251-465-7725. I have this as your daughter. And for the email, I put down your email. And the emergency contact, I put down this, or emergency contact address, I put down your address, which is 458 East Yvonne Curve in Mobile, Alabama, zip code 36609. Is that all correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What the system's going to go ahead and do is generate these documents. I just need a couple signatures from you. It should take less than a minute or so. I'm going to have you go ahead and put me on speaker. You're going to receive a text from a DocuSign. It's going to have Mass Tort Strategies on it, as well as my name, Shireen Sakala.
Did it say what now? Shireen from Mass Tort something.
Yeah, Mass Tort Strategies. That's me.
Okay.
So I'll have you go ahead and click on that link.
Mm.
It's going to say, I think it's going to ask you for permission for electronics and signature. You're going to hit yes or agree. And then you're going to go ahead and hit the yellow start button. It's going to prompt you to all your signature fields where it needs your signature. And then you're going to keep clicking through, and it's going to keep asking you for a couple more signatures. And then once you're finished, you're going to see a big yellow finish button on the bottom. Let me know once you're done, and I'll walk you through the rest of the process, okay?
Wait a minute. You say process. I was like, Nisha, I put Is it okay if I put my whole, let me see. I'm sorry, I put my signature where it said initial. Is that okay or do I need to redo it?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Where it said initials, I had put my whole signature when I clicked the thing, so is that okay?
Okay, it should be okay. If there's any problems, we'll contact you back and have you redo it, okay?
Okay.
Are you able to clear it at all or no?
Yeah. Let me see. It don't pull up the thing no more. I can't hardly see it. What the heck? Hold on. It won't let me.
Do you want me to try to resend it to you? That way you can restart? We can do that.
You want to redo it?
If that's easier for you. I can resend it to you, and it'll have you restart the whole document.
If it's okay with you, I just seen it like it is.
I just want to make sure you're having the signatures correct. That's the only thing I'm worried about. So if you're not able to clear it, yeah. Okay, so go ahead and get out of that tab and erase it.
I'm out of it.
Okay, perfect. I just went ahead and resent it. So you're going to get another text. Click on that new text, okay? Click on the link on that new text.
I'm sorry, babe. I'm old.
No, you're fine. No worries. Take your time.
That's your reply here. Adopt initiative for this side. Okay. Signatures. Did you put this in? And then press finish.
Yeah, and then press finish once you're done.
Okay.
Okay, let me make sure they look good on my end. Okay, perfect. All right, so with that being said, Stephanie, this is what's going to happen. So the attorneys are going to contact you within 24 to 48 hours or 5 to 10 business days regarding just verifying your case with you, which is only a couple-minute phone call. It's like 3 minutes. With that being said, I just also went ahead and sent you a text from my direct line. It's a 949 number. So in the meantime, if you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. So the attorneys, when they do contact you, if they're unable to reach you, they're not going to be able to get started on your case. So just keep that in mind. If I need anything from you at all, I will be contacting you from that 949 number. But Stephanie, I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so much for your time. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I hope you're doing better, okay?
All right. You too, Miss. I'm trying to think of your name.
Shireen.
Shireen.
Yes.
Shireen.
Yes. Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.